Hare Krishna. Today, continuing from yesterday's verse, Sukadeva Goswami's wonderful testament to the glories of devotional service. And he writes, Parayaschattani Chiranani Narayana Paramukam Nanishpunanti Rajendra Sura Kambam Ivapagaha. My dear king, as a pot containing liquor cannot be purified even if washed in the waters of many rivers, non-devotees cannot be purified by the process of atonement if they perform them very well. Srila Prabhupada's short purport is really power-packed, and he begins by explaining that in Vedic culture, alcohol is equivalent to liquor is equivalent to poison. In modern medical practice, alcohol is used for disinfecting, purifying, and while, of course, that's clinical alcohol, while that alcohol may be good for killing germs, but it doesn't really purify, not in the context of purification, as Vedic culture knows. In fact, Smarta tradition, a Brahmin who drinks alcohol becomes so contaminated that he just loses his qualification as a Brahmin. He's no longer a qualified Brahmin. And a vessel that's once touched by alcohol, which is what the example is that's given here in this verse, a vessel that's touched by alcohol or that's contained alcohol, even though you may, here it says, purified with many rivers. So the rivers are all very, very pure. And of course, there's plenty of water flowing through them. So the flowing waters of rivers, even they cannot really, even though there may be no alcohol left, but the scent of alcohol in those vessels will still remain. And they are technically unusable. In the same way, material desires, especially material desires for sense gratification, liberation, are very, very deep-rooted. And even though one may perform these activities of atonement and perform them well, one will not be able to free oneself from these or perform atonement and so on, which refers, of course, back to the original conversation between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami as to whether atonement really actually frees one from sinful reaction. So even if one performs atonement, even if one performs austerities very, very strictly and very expertly, unless that atonement is mixed with devotional service, then one is unable to be fully purified. You cannot even attain, not fully purified, you cannot even attain perfection on the path of atonement if it's devoid of a trace of devotional service, some trace of devotional service. But ultimately, it's only by pure devotion, and it's only by pure devotional service that material desires become purified. So you may perform sacrifices, you may perform penances, you may perform atonement, but if one is devoid of bhakti or devotional service, which is the only purifying spiritual element, the others are material processes. But a material thing cannot purify the heart of other material things. It's made of the same thing. It requires something that is different. It requires transcendental. For instance, you can't move earth with an earthen shovel. You need to move earth with a metal shovel, with something that's different. Similarly, one needs pure devotional service. One needs something spiritual, transcendental, that will actually affect the change in the heart. Therefore, devotional service is the only route and the only medium for that. Hare Krishna.